Welcome to another segment of the Agricultural Market Viewpoint. This is a podcast where we reflect on various themes influencing the agricultural economy here at home in South Africa and beyond our borders. Folks, it's Monday, October 14th, and today I want to talk about optimism in South Africa's agricultural sector. And I think many of you have probably read the newspaper headlines about business leaders in the country that are feeling optimistic about their various sectors of the economy that they participate in. And they all cite a range of things that cause them to feel a bit more optimistic at this moment. And one of those, of course, is the start of the government of national unity and the collaboration that they continue to see with the government and the results in some of the interventions that have been put in place through Operation Vulindlela and many other interventions in other spaces. And I thought perhaps maybe it may be useful to also look into the agricultural sector and ask the question, are there things that we are also optimistic about or should be optimistic about? And perhaps maybe even starting from there of saying, what is the sentiment in the agricultural sector in South Africa? Now, to gauge the sentiment in South Africa's agricultural sector, we use what is called an AgBiz IDC Agribusiness Confidence Index. This is an index that is compiled by us here at AgBiz, that's the Agricultural Business Chamber of South Africa, sponsored by the IDC, the Industrial Development Corporation of South Africa. Hence, we call it AgBiz IDC Agribusiness Confidence Index. This index is a sentiment indicator about the business conditions in the sector. Each quarter, we send out a range of questionnaires to business bosses in agriculture in various sectors, in various provinces, to get a sense of how they feel about the business conditions. It's a headline or a composite index. It has about 10 sub-indices where we ask them about a range of things. And we've been doing this since about 2001. And the index also plays an important role because if you were to take the results of it over time and you map them up alongside the fixed investment in agriculture, you will see that it plays almost as a lead indicator. But also if you take the index and you look at how the sector grows on a quarterly basis, you can almost use the index as a lead indicator of how the sector is to perform. So it's an important one, which it tells us about what's to happen on investment, but it also tells us about what's to happen on a growth prospect. Now, what is this index then saying about the moment? We now have the third quarter results of the AgBiz IDC Agribusiness Confidence Index. In the third quarter, the index jumped by 10 points to 48. Normally, you want it to be above what we call the neutral point mark because the index is measured from 0 all the way to 100. And anything that is above 50, it tells us that we are on an expansionary or in an optimistic path of this index. And when we are below that, it's an area that we always worry about because it's contractionary and it tells us that there are still a lot of concerns about the sector. But the one thing I want to emphasize is that the index jumped by 10 points from the second quarter to 48 in the third quarter, which means then that though we are not at 50 neutral point, we remain a few two points below that, but it is pointing to the right direction, which means that there are some signs of emerging optimism within the sector. People are feeling slightly a bit more optimistic about the business conditions in the sector. There are a number of things that they cited which were still weighing on them on why we didn't perhaps maybe cross to 50, things like the tail end effects of the recent drought that we have talked about. That's the drought between February and March that has had a huge negative impact on our crop this season that we are closing at the moment. And of course, the animal diseases that were a big issue across the country, more so of late within the Eastern Cape in the dairy space. Those were some of the things that they have lifted up as their worries, together with the long-term issues that are related to the ports, related to geopolitics, related to the need for export markets. But I think broadly, we are beginning to see that the sentiment in the agricultural sector is pointing to the right direction, which then gives one perhaps maybe a rite of pass to say, look, in agriculture also we are seeing some signs of optimism that are coming out, although we are not at a desired pace, but we certainly are pointing to the right direction. That's the first part that I wanted to point out. The second thing that I wanted to highlight is also just the sustained improvement in electricity supply. That, I think, it has also been a major factor underpinning the improvement in sentiment. Electricity is important for agriculture because all of our horticulture, by horticulture I'm referring to fruit, vegetables, and floriculture, is under irrigation. So when you have the sustainable or supply of electricity, that helps a great deal on ensuring that we can irrigate and we can go on with our businesses in agriculture. And secondly, if you're still within this irrigation or electricity matter, roughly a third of South African field crops are also under irrigation. By field crops, I'm talking about sugarcane production, maize, sunflower, soybeans. Roughly a third of that is under irrigation. So when you have a good power supply, that eases up the operating conditions. Within the livestock and poultry, they also are major users of electricity. I mean, if you think about the dairy industry, the abattoirs, and many others, and I don't even have to mention the value chain. When you think about the processors, the millers, and all of those, they wouldn't operate without the sustainable supply of electricity. And even outside of that, in aquaculture, think about the abalone farms. The abalone farms, they need electricity to continuously pump fresh water and keep their abalone farms to be operating at an efficient level. So the sustained improvement in electricity has helped a great deal. And certainly here, yes, we give the credit to Eskom, but one can also say that the improvements that have been made on ensuring that we expand as a country in general on renewables has been one of the added factor there that has been positive for the sector. Now, that's the second part when you're thinking about the underpinning drivers of that optimism. The fact that there's a GNU, the sustained electricity supply linked to OV interventions, that's the Operation Vulindlela. Those are all things that are making us feel better about the sector. But there are other things that I would say they are slightly outside of that, which are influenced by the global factors, but we get to benefit on that. We are now in South Africa, as I've said in previous podcasts, weeks to before the start of the 2024-25 summer crop season. And when I comment on this, I usually talk about the grains and the oilseeds, but what I'm about to say applies to all agriculture, either you're on horticulture or on field crop. And that is the issue of the input cost. Because if you look across the world today, the input cost prices have come down significantly. Think about the fertilizer, for example. Fertilizer prices at the moment are down by 10% on a year-on-year basis if you were to looking at the September prices. And fertilizer is an important component of our input cost. If you think about just the grain farmer, about a third of their input cost is fertilizer. So a decline of about 10% on that does give a farmer some significant savings on their financials on that. And it doesn't end there, because herbicides in August, and even today, they're still down by roughly 20% year on year. Insecticides, they are down by 15%. Still, within the grain farming, these two make up about 13% of the input cost. And if you then think about also fuel, which makes up roughly the same percentage, about 10 to 13% of the grain in farmers' input cost, it has also come down. So the input cost component of agriculture is much more better this year compared to last year. Yes, we talk about farmers will benefit in a grain production that are about to plant, but really all of the farmers that are in the field crops and horticulture will benefit from these better input costs. So that's another thing that makes us feel better about the current moment in agriculture. The other important and fundamental aspect of it is the weather. I know that in South Africa, at the time I'm recording this, it is still fairly dry. That's the weekend just before Monday, 14th of October. I'm sitting at the office recording this podcast, and it is quite hot outside. It's 26 degrees here in Pretoria. But the point is that we are heading towards a better outlook in terms of the weather conditions. There are prospects of La Nina, which we have discussed in a previous segment of this podcast. You can click on it after this and listen to what we say. But the point is that La Nina usually brings above normal rainfall, which would be positive for agriculture. And now that we are heading towards La Nina, then this also gives one a bit more optimism to say, look, if we do get the La Nina rains, then this sets up the operating conditions in agriculture to be fairly favorable. Again, we have discussed La Nina in a previous segment in the context of the grain and the oilseeds production, but the rainfall also improved the grazing felt, which would be a big positive for farmers in the Eastern Cape, farmers in the northern regions of the country, who are also now very struggling, especially those that are in a small holding site. They're struggling with feed, they're struggling with water, and which is why now we think that, look, with the possibilities of this rainfall, that may be a game changer from the difficulties that we are facing. And of course, at a more higher level, we know that we are coming from a season where our summer grain and oilseeds is down 23% to just over 15 million tons. Part of the reason is because of this bad drought in the midsummer period. So a possibility of recovering there helps, because when agricultural conditions and production conditions improve, that also bodes well for job creation. It also bodes well for consumer food price inflation going into 2025. So those are some of the things that cause us to be optimistic about the current moment. And I'm highlighting these things not to say that there aren't reason for us to be worried. There are certainly key things that needs to be addressed. And in agriculture, for us to achieve inclusive long-term growth prospects, there are certain things that needs to be achieved, and the government of national unit needs to be focusing on that. Resolving the challenges in the network industries, dealing with the poorly functioning municipalities, addressing the animal disease issues, opening up export markets, and making sure that we can be able to participate effectively in the world are some of those things that we do need. And I think that there is already work underway in some of those areas that must continue. But I thought it's important that we take a moment and we highlight some of the reasons for our optimism about the current moment. So when you read about the business leaders from various sectors of our economy talking about the signs of optimism in their spaces, I think it's fair to say that the agricultural sector of South Africa certainly does see also reason to be optimistic about the path forward. And some of these things that I've highlighted in the segment point to those particular aspects that we are happy about the current moment. And folks, you can read about some of the things that we write in my blog. The link for it is in the description of this podcast. Follow me on socials, Wandile Sihlobo, and follow us in the podcast, Mkokeli Podcast, across all socials. And yes, if you don't know me, my name is Wandile Sihlobo. I am an agricultural economist based in Pretoria, South Africa. Thank you so very much for listening.